Law enforcement sources say that someone at Stephen Adler's L.A. home called 911 last night to report the incident. Paramedics reportedly discovered Adler with a stab wound to his stomach, his injury not believed to be life-threatening. Today marks the anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York, which began the push for gay rights. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new federal lawsuit accusing Pennsylvania State Police troopers of routinely violating the law by stopping and holding people based solely on their Latino appearance. That suit, filed yesterday by the ACLU, also accuses troopers of usurping federal authority to investigate supposed immigration violations. The suit, filed on behalf of 10 Latino plaintiffs who were allegedly pulled over by troopers who immediately wanted proof of their immigration status. Our vehicles are holding up better these days than they used to, and as a result, Americans are holding on to those vehicles longer. That's the finding from a group called His Market. The average age of light vehicles on the road in the U.S. now 11.8 years, up a little over 2018. Better technology and overall vehicle improvements continuing to be key drivers of the rising average vehicle age over time. Montana has the oldest average age, with light vehicles averaging 16.6 years of age. The youngest average age is in Vermont at 9.9 years. The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox are in London this weekend for a two-game series. It's the first Major League Baseball contest to ever be played in Europe. Remember to find us online, our newly redesigned websites at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather for the Hunterdon County area begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 91, and calm winds. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 68 and calm winds. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 90. Calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 7 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 67. West winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Sunday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 83. Westerly winds between 6 and 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., mostly clear skies, a low around 61, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 84.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And good morning. We are on Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, WHCRDB. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And, of course, with Hunterdon Helpline, we are there for you 24/7, 365 days of the year. For basic human needs, shelter, mental health, seniors, family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, information about the link, and so much more, including our own programs for seniors to age in place, telephone reassurance, friendly visitor, literacy services, work connectivity, and so much more. And so our show, Hands Across Hunterdon, is about the folks, the nonprofits, businesses, etc., that are those helping hands across our wonderful county who make a difference, pay it forward, give back, and we are thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have Karen Colentano here, who is the social media coordinator for Flemington Car and Truck Country, which, of course, is an institution, 42 years in Hunterdon County. Welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you because, again, we can't drive down 202. There's nobody who doesn't know the lineup, if you will, of cars and trucks and different brands and so forth. No one in Hunterdon County is unfamiliar with Steve Califer and his family and, again, what they do, not just jobs and service product, etc., but their commitment to making Hunterdon County great. So tell me a little bit about that history, because 42 years, my goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing. Steve started the company in 1976 when he purchased the gas station in Frenchtown. And our employees will probably, if they're listening, roll their eyes because we hear this wonderful story every single Christmas, holiday season and at our company picnic every summer. But it's a great story. It's a story of a young man who had a passion and a vision and a wife and young son who had pat his back to make this thing happen. And the facility was large enough for two fuel tanks, enough room for a couple cars in the front and one Pinto in the showroom. 3 years later, he moved the company up here in 1979 to Flemington, where we have our flagship store now. He kept the name Ditchman for respect for the gentleman who got his start in the automotive business.
That in and of itself
absolutely
shows character, commitment, again, paying it forward, giving back.
Mm-hmm. So after that, Steve added a number of different brands to our lineup. Right now here in Flemington, we have 16 brands in 7 buildings. We also have our Clinton Honda facility in Lebanon on 22, and we have our Land Rover Princeton dealership down on 206 in Princeton.
It's just an absolutely amazing story. What was the move from that gas station mm-hmm. to these 16, you said?
Mm-hmm.
16 dealerships. How gradual was that? Because I've been in the county probably about, I would say, maybe 15 years now. And I'm overwhelmed by what happened in the last 15, 16 years with the expansion of this brand.
Well, Steve started, if you ever read through it all. We started in 1979, and when he got his foothold in Flemington, he slowly started adding. I would say we got to the size we are in the 90s. We've added, we've dropped, we've brought ones in, we've moved ones out, always looking at what the public wants, what's best for our employees, brands that are good to work for, that are going to be beneficial to our company, as well as to our customers. We've always wanted to deal with a quality brand that's going to obviously be dependable for our customers, reliable, offer them all the features and functions they need. Also a brand that works well with their franchises. And I think that we have a great group of brands right now that we're working with. And I know I moved out here in 1987 and purchased my first car from the dealership group in, I believe it was 1989.
Wow.
I'm on my fourth
car.
I
think most people... Most people have purchased it
at one point in time. We probably have, and we're actually in my family. We're second generation purchasers now.
Wow.
My children, who are 22 and 24, have when they were in college purchased their first cars through the dealership group, and that's not an unusual story. Part of my job also, besides social media, is reputation. Anytime a customer writes a review about our dealership, be it on Google, be it on Facebook, Edmunds, Yelp, whatever review site they choose to use, dealer raters are. We have a strong respect for Dealer Rater, which is the largest automotive dealership automotive review site out there. I respond to them. I thank them very much for taking the time to do it. And I will constantly see stories of people who will say, I've been doing business with Flemington Car and Truck for 20, 30 years, I'm on my fourth, I'm on my fifth, I'm on my sixth car. I just brought my daughter or my grandson to buy their first car. So, you know, it really, you know, I'm only an employee and I'm very proud to hear that. So I know when Steve and his sons, who both work for our company, read that, they're just as tickled to know that we're continuing to give back to the community the same kind of service that we've always wanted to give them.
Well, I have to tell you a personal story. I definitely, when we moved here, purchased from Flemington Car and Truck for a variety of different reasons. I left, went over across the street, so to speak. but about, I guess it may be close to 2 months now, I was traveling down 202 and I had a blowout. It was the oddest thing, and I was right next to the divider, so of course, my angst, my hands were shaking. How I knew to immediately stop, turn on my flashing lights. The cars behind me, thank goodness, saw it, so I had stopped traffic, and I looked to my right, and I'm right at the driveway of the GMC dealership, the service entrance.
Oh, perfect.
So I pulled in, and I stopped the car because, needless to say, I couldn't drive. I was on the rim. And I called AAA. And this is a huge shout-out to Anthony, who's the
Anthony
manager.
Anthony Russo is phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
Love him.
His title is the...
He's the service manager at our GMC store.
Right.
It's Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac.
Right. So he comes out and says, would you like us to take care of that? And I was, well, I just called AAA. He said, well, but we can just go ahead and do it. And I was like, you know, and he said, and it's no charge or what have you, but, you know, why wait for them?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, are you sure? You know, he said, absolutely. Just brought me in, et cetera. It turned out, and he gave me incredible, first of all, bedside manner. and was concerned about the tires. Mm-hmm. That was the other one. Good. Are we going to put the donut on and so forth? Is it okay to drive? And so I had to call up my other dealership and say, when was the last time I did these tires? And he could tell right away. Everything he said to me, true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Turned out to be true. Anyway, I ended up buying the tires there because it was, you know, why not? I'm going to need them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But with kid gloves,
mm-hmm.
He was absolutely unbelievable. The fact that he came running out to assist me, I was sold right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, the movie line, you know, you had me at hello.
Yes, exactly.
That was Anthony. And we have to take a break, but I do want to say, seriously, publicly, thank you. I have now brought my service right back to you guys, and I really, really appreciate it. So we're going to take a break, come back, and learn a little bit more about the history of Flemington Car and Truck with Karen Colantano, who's the social media coordinator, and takes your praise, but she probably also takes your complaints. So we're going to talk a little bit about that because nobody's perfect. So stay tuned.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangel Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Our community resource specialists are there for you 365 days of the year for any need, any challenge, any time. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and we have been in the studio in our first segment talking with Karen Colantano, who's the social media coordinator for Flemington Car and Truck. And before we discuss a little bit more about her role, receiving not only praises, but as I promised before the break, complaints, we also have a guest who's sitting with us, and I want you to remember this. It's Kimberly Hairston Hicks. She is the founder and CEO of Good Beauty. And Friday mornings, she has, well, Friday, I guess it's afternoon at noon. Fridays at noon, she has a new show, Good Women Win. So, Kimberly, break a leg, and we're rooting for you. And for those who are listening, please remember to tune in at noon. So, Karen, so I sung Flemington Car and Truck's praises on the first break, and the service manager, Anthony, he's just unbelievable, and really brought me back to this organization. But I imagine when you are looking on the reviews on Facebook, mm-hmm. on the different sites, Yelp, etc., that you see the complaints. What happens then?
You know, we take people's complaints very, very seriously. We're very concerned with our customer satisfaction. We're very concerned with our customer safety. And sometimes, as we all know, that buying a car, it's the second most expensive purchase any person's going to make in their life. And when something doesn't go well during the purchase or possibly servicing the vehicle, people will express their dissatisfaction. And social media, the internet, is really the primary way now people will do it. So if somebody is unhappy. And
because they want to get back at
they,
you.
Well, sometimes they feel they're not being heard.
Right.
And that is understandable.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody yes. wants to make sure that their concerns are being reaching the right people.
Absolutely.
Obviously, we work very closely as a team. If a less than stellar review comes in, I get notification immediately as the reputation coordinator. I work directly with the management team. If it was a sales concern, if it was a service concern, I would work directly with those managers. If it was a specific employee who was mentioned in the review, I'll ask them for what happened. We work very, very hard to make sure the customer is happy. If it's something that's within the realm of our ability to fix it, we will. If it's
how long have you been in that role, Karen?
This role, I'm just finishing my second year doing this for the whole company.
Wow.
I used to help when I worked at the Subaru dealership when I was in the internet department. I would help my manager investigate, and he would work up how we were going to respond. My position was created about 2.5 years ago. I took it over just a little over 2 years ago. Or just about 2 years ago. I think I'm coming right up to my anniversary. So we take these seriously. We take them in a very timely manner. Sometimes, unfortunately, there are things that are completely out of our control. It might be a warranty item. The car might be out of warranty. It might be an age issue. The car may be 15 years old, and it's just a matter of you loved it, you used it well.
No, I don't want to let it go.
Yes. You know, it's sometimes things where you're... The timing was terrible. Sometimes people will say, I've got kids in college. I can't afford this bill. We understand. We're in the same boat. Many of us, I just finished getting 2 kids through college. I understand not wanting to get a very large bill at the automotive service center. I drive Subaru, so if I hear mine's in there, oh, God, roll my eyes. My kids are driving older ones. My son has over 100,000 miles on his. So we do what we can. We work with the manufacturer. We work with our team. We will find what we can do. Sometimes, unfortunately, our hands are tied. And sometimes we make mistakes. And we will admit to it. We will admittedly say, we are so sorry. Because we're human. We're not perfect. And
that's part of the person wanting to be heard.
Exactly.
When someone says, we erred, we made a mistake, a person can sort of breathe easy. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a battle. It's no longer adding to the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think more people need to practice that because mm-hmm. admitting that, the person right away says, oh, so you understand. Oh, mm-hmm. so you've heard me. So you've investigated. You've spent some extra time. Oh, you're willing to admit that. That is huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge for the consumer.
Yeah. I mean, we have our tenants. We have Steve has embraced into us. He actually has coins made up for the managers. Many of us carry them around in our pockets all day. And it's the 5 rules that we live by. The rules that we live with are where we stay, we be kind, we be fair, we work hard, we earn money, and we do good. And we do that for our customers. We do that for our community. We do it for each other.
Karen, are you tearing up?
I am.
You are. So you can't see her, but she's tearing up. She is proud of this company, and oh my goodness, I mean.
Well, we've had a couple incidences with employees who've had hard times, and we've had organizations in the community who've had a hard time, and then we've helped out. So it feels good. It feels really, really good.
So it's not just a job for you, it's family for you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And those principles that Steve has engraved on the coins and continuously pushes forward. And we mentioned in the first segment the fact that he kept Ditchman's name.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ego in that.
Absolutely
not. So it really is about people.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're sitting here, who, quite frankly, may have the worst job in the organization because you are looking at those reviews.
Yeah.
You are working with the reputation of the company. And that is an incredible responsibility because you come face-to-face with it. The person who actually made the mistake may not have the same interaction that you have with that person. And I think it's incredibly moving to me that the commitment to the organization is there because mm-hmm. the organization apparently has commitment to its employees.
And sometimes in those negative reviews, I'm sometimes comforting the employee because they're feeling very bad that they couldn't help the customer.
That's a good point.
I tried everything. And I've had them call me and say, you know, they're very upset. They're going, I tried everything. There was nothing I could do. And I'm like, I know. It's okay. We know. And nobody thinks badly of you. We understand what happened. And they feel
fair
like,
on both sides.
Exactly. Because a lot of times, you know, our service advisors are giving bad news. Sometimes they're giving good news. Hey, guess what? I was able to get this under your warranty. Sometimes they're not.
And while we go by the premise, even in nonprofits with Hunter and Helpline, we try very hard to say the customer is always right. Mm-hmm. But when we get down to the reality, when we have to fix a problem, when we have to give the bad news, oftentimes the customer is not correct in their assessment of the situation. Mm-hmm. And certainly is not expert as obviously the professionals within your organization. So it's sort of a catch-22. Mm-hmm. You want to honor that customer, but at the same time, you have to gently explain what mm-hmm. the reality is.
A lot of our jobs, be it in the sales side or the services, educating our customers. Their lives are so full of so many aspects. Their jobs, their children, their families. They may have elderly parents who they have to care for, and now they have to purchase a new car or they have to get a car fixed. They're relying on us to know our vehicles, know what we need to know to help them out. I know when I was in sales prior to this position, I would have people say, I have an elderly dog with arthritis, and I need to get him in and out of the car. And I would say, what kind of dog is it? And I would say, okay, I want you to bring the dog here, and we're going to do a fit. We'll see if he's comfortable getting in the car. People would be like, what? I said, this is important to you.
Absolutely, and that dog is part of the family, part
exactly.
of the regimen of every day. Mm-hmm. I breed dogs and show them, so I love this story.
Well, I'm glad I picked dogs.
Oh, my gosh, this hit me. Because I'll tell you, when I have to load up that car to mm-hmm. go to a show or even to the vet, we actually yesterday brought 4 dogs
oh, wow.
to the vet at the same time. We didn't need another vehicle because I could only put 3 crates in my truck, and my husband put 1 in his.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big undertaking. This had to be done. This mm-hmm. was the same thing as taking any one of us to the dentist or what have you, mm-hmm. and it is an integral part of our lives.
Yeah.
And for those dogs to, unfortunately with show dogs, you don't let them jump into the car because
yes.
of their hips and their this and their mm-hmm. that. So, and these are rough collies. They're big dogs.
Oh, they're big, yeah.
But again, I have to buy a vehicle that fits the crate mm-hmm. in the back. I have to buy a vehicle that if I have to put 2 more, will I be able to fold the seats down? Will I be able? I get this.
It's amazing that people will, especially when you're the person on the internet. I would say 60% of our customers will inquire about a vehicle on the internet before they even walk into a dealership. It might even be higher now
mm-hmm.
since I've been out of internet sales for 2 years.
That's the new thing.
It is. Well, I could tell you back when I was doing Subaru, our training and our research had showed us that the average Subaru customer did 17 to 20 hours of research and only visited 1.3 dealerships. So we needed to know our stuff.
Really?
Before they even walked in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I commented before the show started, Karen, that your title, social media coordinator, that's what it's all about today.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the internet. We'll be right back and talk more about when they do cross the threshold at Flemington Car and Truck Country. And we also want to give you some information, 908-782-3331. Don't hesitate to ask those questions because the staff there is ready, able, and willing. We'll be right back after this short break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night was night two of the first big Democratic debate. It was held in Miami with 10 more candidates taking the stage. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris making headlines after she called out frontrunner Joe Biden on his previous record on race. Biden had previously said he was able to work with segregationists in Congress to get things done in the past. Harris says on the morning after the debate,
had those senators, those segregationists, had their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate today. I would certainly not be a top contender to be president of the United States.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Japan says he saw some of last night's debate.
I wasn't impressed, but when you look at the socialism and you look at what it can do, that's what you're talking about there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpastes. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, as well as executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, which airs every Friday between 10 and 11, Hands Across Hunterdon, because we're interested in the people who are making a difference in our community, whether they are individuals, nonprofits, or businesses. And so today we have Flemington Car and Truck Country's social media coordinator, Karen Colantano, and she's been talking about not just the amazing organization from a business point of view, and of course there's so many different best practices or Steve wouldn't have been successful for 42 years.
Exactly.
But the family, the family within that organization, and how the employees are there for each other, how the, when we call, say the higher ups, they're not nameless. They are walking through. They are taking care of business. They are taking care of their employees. During the break, Karen told me a very moving story about how Steve and the organization stepped up for somebody who had a terrible, terrible accident. I think when a company treats its employees like that, the employee steps up even more to do a great job.
Absolutely. I think especially you can see it in the fact of the seniority of our individuals. The auto industry is known for having a high turnover. You probably are looking at a 2 to 3.5 year longevity in a dealership. And I wear many hats. I'm also the recruiter for Flemington Car and Truck. I also
What horrible job don't you have?
I'm also the sales onboarding computer specialist.
Oh, my gosh.
I teach all the sales staff all the computer systems they need to know so that they can help their customers.
You're a better man than I, Gunga Din.
Well, I joke. I said,
your talents are many.
I'm an ADHD. I like to stay busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Focused.
But those are the most difficult positions in an organization, particularly because right before the break, we talked about how people shop on the internet before they even cross the threshold of a dealership. Mm-hmm. If you're training staff on internet, if you're looking at the internet from a social media point of view, if you are training, et cetera, it all points to you.
It does.
Because before they even get to a salesperson, it points to you. Mm-hmm. If they leave, it points to you.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, the responsibility.
It's You know, I don't ever think of it that way. If I did, I'd
Well, you clearly love your job. So you appear as though when you get up in the morning, you're happy.
Well, we try as much. I tend to have a positive personality in general. But
that shows.
But I think that also shows from everybody who works for our company. We have actually, if you took our seniority report and you averaged the number of years people are with our company, industry average is about 3.5 per dealership. We're at over 11 years. We have individuals who have been with our company 20-plus years. We have individuals 30-plus years. We just retired.
I see on Facebook. Are you responsible? Because
yes. Me and my social media team.
Okay. I'm constantly looking at the employees 20 years, 15 mm-hmm. years. And that's great. Mm-hmm. But I think what's nicer is that you put them up there. You celebrate mm-hmm. their longevity with the company.
Well, you know, we're proud of what they've been able to bring. We're proud of what... You know, like yesterday, I trained a very new salesperson. He's just graduated from college, very eager, very excited about the opportunity, but also very, you know, nervous about it. Anytime you're going to go into commission sales, it's a little nervous. You know, you're not sure it's going to be based on performance-based, obviously. It's also going to be based on the market. There's going to be that, like, am I going to be able to support myself concern. But when I introduce him to someone like his general manager, Steve Updike, who's been with our company over 30 years, who didn't have the college education but started just like this young man did, and see him as the GM and say, you can be there. You've got to put the time in. You've got to learn. You need to listen. You need to watch and take their experience, take their advice, and really apply it to how you're going to treat your customers. Because these are people who've been with our organization that whole time. One or two of them may be left thinking they were greener pastures, but many of them come back and say, nope, Flemington Car and Truck Country is my family. I'm coming back here. This is where I got treated the best.
Well,
and
you know,
that's wonderful.
Starting somebody out and mentoring them. I have a similar thing with Hunter and Helpline. I started out as a volunteer about 8-9 years ago. And a position opened up part-time. I was interested in a part-time position. And I tell people who we hire, I didn't get paid in that volunteer position. I became just enamored with what Helpline did. I asked for that first opening that arose, and from there was a literacy services coordinator, then became volunteer programs director, and now I'm executive director. There's a lesson to be learned for people who want to be on a trajectory that, yeah, they're not going to start at the top. They're not going to perhaps get the salary that they think they are owed. Mm-hmm. But the experience is a value that they must recognize. And oftentimes, particularly in your organization, when they are looking at mentorship from someone who's been there for 30 years, who didn't have the college education, who shows that you can, in fact, rise to the highest of levels if you're willing to commit, mm-hmm. to bring not your experience, because you may have none, but to bring that level of loyalty, interest in learning, recognition. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's a fantastic story. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A fantastic story. So, you know, we want to talk a little bit about the giving back, mm-hmm. the corporate social responsibility. I know that's a catch-all phrase. Every company needs to put it on Facebook that they're giving back to the community, but your organization does. And mm-hmm. we're going to talk a little bit later about Salsa Night, because you've been a sponsor of Salsa Night. We determined for the last 4 years, and I do want to just say that Karen brings this same kind of enthusiasm to Salsa Night, and so does the other people who man the booth, etc. It's always fun to see them drive up with the latest car they're going to show
off.
Wait
till we see what we're bringing
this year. Oh, no. What is it?
Well, I'm just going to say, if you have seen the latest Avenger movie.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
We might be bringing one of the two cars that Audi had there in the movie.
Okay. That's a good shout-out for Salsa Night. July 20th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to see this car, definitely be there. It's on Stengel Road. But getting back to your presence in mm-hmm. the community, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. You're not just at Salsa Night.
No.
Obviously, again, to bring up the family attitude, if you will, within the organization, stretches out into the community, that you are, in fact, supporting different organizations. Mm-hmm. I know that I went to a... The nonprofit every year, there's the nonprofit annual conference, and Steve spoke at one of them and was talking about his commitment, for instance, to Norwest Cap,
yes.
the food bank.
Yes.
There is a list. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about just 100 and Helpline Norwest Cap. There is a list of where we find Flemington Car and Truck. Why is that important to Steve?
I think what Steve really instills and wants, and he's one of those gentlemen who leads by example. So be it our support of the Hunter Medical Center, the Helpline, the Food Pantry, United Way. The list is endless of the
it
things
is
that
endless.
We do.
It's absolutely.
We organize 14 different community events a year that we actually attend. We, with our Subaru dealership with Share the Love, we actually did the 100 in Healthcare Foundation, which is a wonderful division of HMC, which helps people who are going through treatment not necessarily pay their medical bills, but pay the regular bills that they may be worried about.
Oh, tell 100 in Helpline about that.
Yes.
We get calls all day long. I cannot pay my electric bill. I've had a medical emergency.
Exactly.
I'm behind on my mortgage, my rent, etc. People can be devastated.
Absolutely.
By a medical incident.
Ford had the opportunity of doing Drive for Your School this last May, and we did a social media campaign for it, and the dealership chose to support the 100 Central Marching Red Devils, the marching band, which has won many state competitions, and we're very proud of.
My kids went through Central.
Well, and this was even close to us because we have many parents whose children are in the marching band or are alum of the marching band. So we had a lot of people very much behind it. And what was great was, in addition to the $20 per test drive we were able to arrange during the event, every car that we sold that day, we gave additional contribution to. And that came directly from the general manager and our upper management as an additional contribution. When we did Share the Love over at Subaru, Steve matched what we were giving through Subaru's contribution. Flemington Car and Truck was going to give an additional amount of money.
Which, again, you had me here. and now it's like mm-hmm. overwhelmingly fantastic.
Yes. And sometimes it's not just a monetary thing. We've just recently worked with and I apologize, I can't remember the exact name of the organization, but they're in Trenton. They're a foster care mentoring group. And Steve had an opportunity to go down there with with Jerry Sheehan, who is our PBA contact. And they found that their scholarship group needed tablets for reading, and he and his sons arranged to have, I believe, 25 or 30 Amazon Fires delivered. So these kids had tablets so they could read. So they see a need, they see an opportunity that they can help, and they never question it. They just move forward and do it.
It's not just about the bottom line, the ROI. It's about the community. And quite frankly, you know, again, when we put the realistic test on it, people would rather go to a company that is giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win for everyone. And, again, 42 years of this kind of service, commitment to the community, et cetera, is amazing. We're going to be right back with Karen after this break, so stay tuned.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station on the internet, WHCRDB, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, and today's show has been all about Flemington Car and Truck Country, its presence here in our community. Karen Colentano is the social media coordinator and the PR person and reputation person and the onboarding person and the on and on and on and on internet instruction.
Events.
Yes, exactly. So this has been just fascinating and fascinating, of course, about an organization that everybody is aware of in our county, not just because of the dealerships that line up 202 and also 22, but seriously, the presence that the family who owns this company, the Califers, have invested in our area, invested in people, their organization, etc. And it's just been absolutely amazing. I do want to say, we talked a little bit about if you're looking for a car, most people are shopping on the internet. They're looking to see what they want before they even go into the dealership. But call Flemington Car and Truck Country, 908-782-3331. That's 908-782-3331. And I have to say, because you line 202, it's very convenient if you're looking for a car, you're not sure of the brand, to just go from one to the other.
And easily, too, if you prefer to use your mobile phone or to use the internet on your laptop, desktop, you just type in Flemington.com. You'll get access to all of our Flemington local dealerships. You can separate it by pre-owned, new,
nice
brand, so you can narrow down your search. If you see a car in particular you're interested in, we do have a number of them that are on our internet specials and promotions. We have promotions going all the time. We will build some of them right onto our website, ones that we know that'll work for every single vehicle. If there's something that's exclusive to one vehicle, we may ask you to come into the dealership to make sure that you qualify for it. That's if anybody says, you know, why do we have to come in? Well, we have to make sure you qualify. We don't stack rebates and incentives willy-nilly, because sometimes some can't be used with others, and we want to make sure we're as accurate with what you're allowed to get from the dealer, from the brand, and then what are we allowed to offer you here at our dealership. So start at Flemington.com, figure out what you're looking at. If you click that little button that says, it could say anything from e-price to like to have a quote, interested in this vehicle, just put an inquiry in. One of my 13 amazing colleagues who run our internet department will be reaching out and letting you know the car is available and what we can do for you.
I'm a firm believer in face-to-face, mm-hmm. although, like everyone else, we're Googling, we're looking, mm-hmm. we're exploring. I like that because, and again, if you want to talk a little bit about the sexism that used to be associated mm-hmm. with dealerships and with car service, etc., I certainly don't feel that way anymore. I think that we all, regardless of gender, etc., and even age, mm-hmm. we're not experts, but we truly, there's enough information online that we can understand what's going on and what we need. But that face-to-face, that person-to-person is so, so important. And we mm-hmm. certainly talked about that in terms of the service, et cetera. What about folks who didn't buy from Flemington Car and Truck? Is the service still as...
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we have people who moved to the area. We have people who maybe had loyalty to another dealership, and or have a friend who work at another dealership. It was convenient to purchase the car from them, but to come back for regular service, they don't want to make that 90-minute commute to Bergen County or, you know, down to the shore or out to Philly. We don't treat you any differently. We might ask for some additional information so that we can make sure that we have enough information about your vehicle so that we can inform you if there's a recall notice, or if there's a software update that you qualify for, so that we can keep you informed on what we can do to keep your vehicle running perfectly. I can tell you that the first time I ever came here, I was not driving a brand we carried. I'm going to say that horrible T word. I was driving a Toyota, and I was having some trouble with it. And we didn't have a local Toyota dealership here. You know, James Toyota hadn't opened, which is now Fred Beans. We didn't have one. And I was having a problem with one of my windows. My windows were electric. This is the 80s. And I couldn't get my window to go up or down. And I stopped at the Ditchman Flemington Ford Lincoln dealership. And I said, can you work on a Toyota? Absolutely. I said, this window will not go up and down. And it was the driver's window. They knew it wasn't their brand. Car was out of warranty because it was like 40,000 miles on it. And I was new to the neighborhood. They had no record of me ever having bought, purchased, serviced anything there. And that was the first time I met Todd Batty. And ended up trading that car in years later for a Ford. But he treated me so well that first time that I said, hey, I might be taking my car back here if I need more service on it. And I did. It would became the place I would go. I tried some of the local little Midases and stuff, and I just never felt like I was valued. And for another dollar or two more, I felt like I was valued at Ford.
So it makes a huge difference.
I'd spend the $2 for them to entertain my children for an hour and a half while right. I'm getting my tires rotated mm-hmm. and new tires put on. So it was worth it to me to have that extra service. So it doesn't matter. Even if you're an off-brand, I can tell you when I worked at Subaru, I didn't see Subarus always on the lifts when I'd walk back to service. I would see Volvos. I would see Suzukis. I would see brands that you don't even see around anymore up on the lifts. And that's because everybody knew that our technicians were the best. And they didn't mind that it was a Subaru dealership they were taking their car to.
So we've talked about best practices of an organization. Mm-hmm. Keeps people coming back 42 years mm-hmm. worth of keeping people coming back and gaining new customers. We've talked about the presence in the community, giving back, paying it forward, etc. What advice do you have? All we hear now, especially with our millennials, are the startups. You know, here's another startup. You're training people all the time. What advice would you give to someone having your experience at Flemington Car and Truck, the whole organization, Steve's longevity in the community? How would you explain to someone who has that startup how to grow it into a 40-year-old institution in their community?
Well, as the mother of a 22 and 24-year-old, I often say things don't happen overnight. You can't expect to become a success in 12, 24, 36 months. You have to have a long-term plan. You have to realize that you need to be able to crawl before you walk, before you run. And when people grow too quickly, things can roll out of control. We've had people come in and try and pitch their services to us, especially my boss, for every kind of digital marketing opportunity possible. And the one thing that we've often come back with is, it's a great idea, but it's just not there yet. So bringing a product to market before it's really ready, be patient, but persevere. Have a longer plan and bring people in who are going to be value added. Don't bring in just friends. Bring in people.
Or family. That leads me to my next question I was going to ask, and we have like 30 seconds left, Karen, and this has been fantastic. But you recruit.
I do recruit.
So who are you looking for to continue this? Clearly, it's a family-owned business. You talk legacy, but I really think that it's a Hunterdon County legacy, too. So who are you looking for in that next generation that will go through the next 42 years as the kids take over from Steve, et cetera? Who is your ideal of an employee?
You know, I think really the ideal is somebody who has vision to continue to grow. Right now we know with cars becoming more electronic, more technical in the regards to computers and diodes and mainframes and so forth. Technicians for us who have a savvy for computers. If you're an IT guy, you love to play with computers, like my son, who likes to take them over anything, think about becoming a technician. We have computer technicians strictly work on the electronics on vehicles. You don't have to be a grease monkey, or that's a terrible phrase, but you don't have to be a mechanic. You don't have to be the guy who is going to rebuild the transmission.
Your grandfather's.
Yeah. Or me when I was in, or I will even say, me when I was in my high school years and I was rebuilding my 67 Cougar and my boyfriend's
57
Chevy.
Oh, my God, now we know
Chevy.
This about her. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, today if I opened up the hood of my Subaru, I probably would have just enough knowledge to change the oil because things have changed so much. So I think people need to see it as there are great positions in being a technician. There are phenomenal positions being service advisors. If you're great at communicating, if you have a savvy from mechanics, just, you know, machinery in general, you might be a great service advisor. People who are great at talking to other people, sales is a great way that you can make some nice money and work for a great group.
And it certainly is a great group. We've got to end, Karen. I'd love for you to come back on. I can't believe that you also used to rebuild cars. All right, I'm going to shrink away now. I want to thank Flemington Car and Truck for the 4 years of support for Salsa Night, which, of course, supports the free programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline, helping those in need. I want to say something very specific. When I joined Helpline as a paid employee, we reached out to all these different communities and organizations to support us, to give a donation, et cetera. Flemington Car and Truck approached us and said to us, we want to support you and Salsa Night. I can't tell you what that meant to me as executive director of this organization that has to look under every rock, every stone, to really continue to do the great work that we do, which this year is 50 years. We'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. But for a company to approach us, instead of us always out there begging, people say the nonprofit has their hand out all the time. I want to thank you profusely, not just for coming on the show, but for supporting us. I want to thank, obviously, the Califer family for having the vision in our community, not just to support Helpline, but all the other nonprofits that you mentioned, and really being a positive, inspiring, and mentoring business in our community.
Well, we are so happy to be able to give back.
Well, thank you again. Salsa Night, by the way, is, again, July 20th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or a vendor, give us a call at 908-782-4357. And again, any need, anytime, 24/7, 365 days, Helpline is here to help you with any challenge. Same number, 908-782-4357. Coming up at noon is Women, Good Women Win.